And it's always good to have Jo Weston with us on The Breakfast Club. She's a star for the Australian Diamonds, who went down in the narrowest of margins in the first game of the Constellation Cup yesterday in Christchurch, 53-52. She joins us on The Breakfast Club. Good morning, Jo.
Morning. How are you going?
We're going very well. How are you? You're up and about. You haven't let the loss get to you, which is good.
I'm just currently drinking a coffee, so that always puts me in a better mood than after a loss.
Was it? I mentioned in the intro, it was heartbreaking. It is for us watching because we always obviously want the Diamonds to win, and the rivalry is fantastic. We love defeating New Zealand, but it was a one-point margin again, coming off the back of a World Cup final defeat of 1 point. Where does this one sort of rank?
Oh, it's probably not as painful, but it's pretty disappointing given that it was our first outing after that loss at the World Cup. We were wanting to sort of really try and re-establish a bit of dominance and some form over the Silver Firm. So it's disappointing not to be able to close out a match because we did have a decent lead going into the last quarter.
Well, that was the next point. Yeah, I had a 5-goal lead. I think we did it 3-quarter time and coughed that up. I imagine that's probably the crux of the assessment, the review process today, do you think, or yesterday?
There's bits and pieces that come from us being able to close out games, but it also we had quite a few basic skill errors, so we're wanting to sort of work on those at training and also just being able to target part of New Zealand's attacking game plan.
Joe, we had a bit of bad luck. Caitlin Bassett, who was firing, had to go off in the last quarter. How is she and what was the issue?
I think Seabass is fine. I think she just, subbed out and then Slater's came on really seamlessly, which is what we really try and work with our wider squad as that one player comes on and they offer something different, but our intensity in the game doesn't change.
And we had a debutante, Laura Sheeran, in her first test, came on the second quarter. How'd she fare?
Shez, as we call her. She's such a superstar. She's short in stature, but that doesn't mean she lacks insight and talent, and she's probably the oldest Diamond debutante we've had in a really long time at 31, so her entire story about resilience and never giving up in terms of really wanting to follow through on your sporting dream is something that's really inspiring to our wider playing group.
And one of the other inspiring stories was the fact that Ash Brazel has come back into the team after being out for a while, and we know of her being a dual athlete these days, and she appeared to have a fairly big impact on proceedings.
Yeah, Braz and I actually debuted for the Diamonds in the same game pretty much 4 years ago in Melbourne at one of the Constellation Cup tests. So it was a special moment to be out singing the national anthem with her again. And she's just a beast out on court and out on the footy field. So we're really lucky to have her back in our fold. And, yeah, she offers something different for wing defence, which is great.
And so what sort of impact is she having out on the field? You talked about her aggression and so forth, but it's been a position that's been not so much a weakness, but an area that you've needed to improve. So is it just the aggression? Is it the experience? What are the sort of things that she's bringing to the table that are making you a little bit better in midcourt?
Oh, well, I think both her and Jamie Lee, who is probably our other alternate through wing defence, alongside myself, because I do play wing defence, just using my long arms to some kind of advantage. But Ash, she's really dynamic. You know how athletic she is. She's really able to get up any of those high pocket balls that are being released, and that really helps us defensively in the circle.
Is New Zealand surprising you at the moment? They sort of, just over the, not just this game, but over the last sort of 6 months or so through the World Champs and so forth, is how quickly they've been able to regenerate?
Yeah, I think so. You can really see they've got a lot of clarity in their attacking game plan. They play really patiently and they really sort of work the ball around and able to shoot accurately, and defensively they've got a really effective zone structure, which at times we struggle to get through. They work really well as a team. So
that takes a fair bit of maturity to own the ball and hold the ball and wait for the openings though, Joe. And what, to Whitey's point, it's a rejuvenated team. Normally that would take a little bit longer. This is a pretty impressive effort for them, isn't it?
I'm not really sure what the intel is and their inner structures in the New Zealand camp, but yeah, I guess it is really impressive to see how they've been able to, turn things on since the Commonwealth Games 2 years ago.
Did they throw anything different at you yesterday? Obviously, coming off the World Cup campaign and a regeneration of sorts, did they throw anything different at you from a defensive aspect where you see the court in front of you? Was it different to watch and look at and play?
I think off the World Cup, we were able to be a little bit more effective in defence. We got a few more turnovers than we did in that final game, but we just weren't able to capitalise on them through errors down court. But, I mean, defensively, yeah, they have a lot of variety in their defensive circle. They play, you know, like a zone off-body structure, which means that they're not getting penalised as heavily as we do in Australia.
Now, are we getting the coach a cake or anything for a 100th test on Wednesday?
Well, yeah, it is Lisa's 100th game, 100th test match on Wednesday in Auckland. So I think we have got a few presents. Ah. I'm working on something. I'm part of the very highly esteemed social committee of the Australian Diamonds. So I'm working on a little something that's customised, but I feel like that might take a little while to arrive. So it might be a belated 100th test match present.
She's done a great job, Lisa Alexander. 100th test on Wednesday, the second part of the Constellation Cup before we head back home to Sydney and Perth to finish off games 3 and 4. And just on, before I let you go, Joe, and we do appreciate time on the morning after a game, Charney Layton was tweeting yesterday post-game about the standard of refereeing. I don't particularly need you to get involved in that discussion, but she was talking about getting New Zealand and Australian refs to be able to take over the game and take charge of the game. Do you think that's a good thing?
Oh, I guess in my personal opinion, I feel like as a sport, we've probably moved past umpires having national biases of old. I guess that was probably what was holding the International Federation of Netball back from having umpires from the countries who were competing, because they thought that they might have potentially favouritism to their own country. But I personally feel like umpires have reached a really professional level that they wouldn't let that affect their decisions. If anything, they would probably let it affect it adversely, because they'd want to be looking like they weren't favouritism.
Yeah, no, I think it's an interesting conversation, because we've talked about it in the world of cricket as well, with the Ashes just gone, that the best umpires are English and Australian umpires, and they weren't able to umpire just for that reason as well. So I think it's an interesting topic to talk about. But we'll let you focus on game 2 at Auckland on Wednesday, 5:30 Australian Eastern Time, to check it out on 9GM. Watch the Diamonds in action and redeem against the Silver Ferns. Good luck to you, Joe. Send our best to the girls.
I will. Thank you for having me.